Well, it's been way, way, way too long since we've spoken with our next guest, Fabio Witkowski, the chair of the music department at Hotchkiss School. And when COVID hit, of course, all those incredible, incredible concerts that we would talk about where the public was invited to attend, well, the public couldn't attend. But that's all going to change on Saturday, April 20th. And once again, it's a pleasure to welcome Fabio Witkowski back to Robinhood Radio. Fabio, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. So great to finally be back here with you. It has been too long, hasn't it?
Way, way too long. Now, before we get to the concert, did this affect your traveling and stuff like that over the past 2 years as well and all the musical appearances that you did?
Oh, it affected everything. I mean, these were the most unusual and challenging times for us. Going back 2 years, a huge part of our lives, of what we do, has been was completely affected. We could not travel. We could not produce these great concerts at Hotchkiss. Of course, very grateful to be in a community like Hotchkiss, where we were able to stick together and do as well as one could in the midst of all these pandemic challenges. But music in the whole world, but also at Hotchkiss, was very, very effective. We had to change how we teach many Zoom lessons, and believe me, we are grateful for them, but they are not fun. We had to redesign guidelines how one safely practices music in a building, social distancing, all that. So again, grateful that we were able to keep students engaged and productive. We were able to do things, but obviously not the same. And now we are absolutely thrilled to more and more go back to our routine from before. So this is great. And I hope you have been doing well. It's great to finally catch up with you.
Oh, we've been doing okay. It was just that, you know, we closed the studio and we went to Zoom like everybody else, and all our interviews and stuff like that, if they're not done in the studio on the phone, we do via Zoom. But it's nice that coming up on April 30th, Saturday, April 30th, the concerts are back where the public can attend.
Indeed, yes. We've been able, we started, always following CDC guidelines, when they said, okay, you can have, a performance with 10 people in Elfers Hall, all socially distanced. Okay, we did that, and then increasing. Now we've been having a few performances just for the Hotchkiss Bravo, just for our own internal audience. And now, again, following CDC guidelines, we feel that it's safe. It's finally okay to open our concerts to the entire community, and we'll do so on April 30th. So, yes, we are very, very excited to welcome everyone back to Hotchkiss.
And are masks required, or is it just going to be people come and enjoy the show?
You know, Marshall, we are doing this in a little bit of, we should have a few weeks before the show. One thing that I guess we all learned, I'm hoping that nothing will change again, but things can still change. So what we ask folks is either to check the website and to check our, to give us a call. We're still requiring visitors to wear masks. Hopefully that could change. But so we just ask folks to check a few days before, because as we all learned from COVID, things can change quickly. I hope they will keep changing just for the better.
And we were just mentioned to people we're recording this on April the 6th. That's why you just have to wait and see what happens by April the 30th. Okay, so let's talk about this performance coming up at Hotchkiss on April the 30th.
Well, this is the Hotchkiss Philharmonic. We're not able to complete a full season of this incredible initiative when COVID hit. The last concert held at Hotchkiss actually was on February 18th, 2020. It was indeed the Hotchkiss Philharmonic. This is a great orchestra where we basically choose 25 to 30 of our most experienced students, and then we hire 20 to 30 professionals from Hartford Symphony, Boston, New York, to come up with this semi-professional orchestra. It's an amazing professional experience for our students, because they are literally, they're sharing the stage, they're sharing music stands with seasoned, world-class professionals, and then we're able to really play the highest, the most challenging music, and it's just a glorious experience. And we invite the public to witness all this great work happening. For this concert, we're going to have three incredible pieces. We'll start with the prelude from Verdi's prelude from La Traviata. Traviata, of course, one of his most famous operas. This little overture sets the tone. It has a little bit of everything from the opera, the tragedy, the love, the sweetness, the Italian drama. So we start with this. Then for the next piece, we'll play a great concerto by Mozart, the concerto in G major, Kirchhoff 453. For this, we're thrilled to honor an amazing pianist from Germany, Mr. Andreas Fröhlich. He's the professor at Köln and Aachen music schools, really one of the most important Mozart performers in the world, in Europe. He's absolutely amazing. He's coming from Köln for this performance. And after this, we'll play the massive, the gorgeous, the stunning Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. This is a piece that is really one of his most important pieces. He wrote around 1810, a very mature piece, interesting for our challenging times. It's a piece that was kind of, Beethoven was one of the most, if not the first, one of the first and the most politically engaged composers. He was deeply affected by Napoleon and his dictatorship trying to conquer Europe, and his Third, Fifth, and Seventh Symphonies. They're really kind of inspired by all this struggle. The premiere of this piece, actually, in 1813, was conducted by Beethoven himself, and it was some sort of benefit concert for wooden soldiers from, you know, fighting against Napoleon. So I think it's funny that, you know, now we're in the 21st century and we still have some crazy people, you know, we still have this kind of horrible things happen in the world. I just think it's very interesting that we'll be playing this piece. So beautiful concert, amazing musicians, and we hope we can't wait to see our regulars, our wonderful community coming to Elfers to enjoy this great music together with us.
And once again, there's no admission for this. This is something that Hoschkiss puts on for free for the general public.
Absolutely. Like all of our concerts, we'll continue to offer everything for free. We look forward to seeing many people from the community enjoying this concert for free.
Now, the concert, once again, is Saturday, April the 30th. and once again, right now, mask required, but we'll see what happens in the next 24 days. Now, I know you're excited to be back doing what you're doing. How excited are the students finally to get back? Because you can do a lot of different things over the internet, but you really do lose the feeling of music if you're not there having it impact your ears and your actual body and actually performing it with other musicians.
Oh, absolutely, Marshall. I mean, again, the students were absolutely great. They were able to really be with us. I mean, every time there was a new, sorry, you cannot do this, sorry, this is closed, sorry, don't do that. I mean, they were like, well, it is what it is, and let's keep working together to try to get back to normal world. So our first challenge when we're going back to March 2020, we were making music via Zoom. Our first concert, they all recorded individual parts. They sent to me. I put everything back in the computer, and we did one of those videos where everyone is playing, you know, like the Brady Bunch Zoom thing. So, okay. And we, of course, we celebrated that was the best that we could do. We came back. Our beautiful Elfers Hall was I saw that, it was just so powerful and so sad, because imagine this beautiful hall with no chairs, very empty, and just like 10 or 12 chairs or stands. We couldn't have wind or breath in the beginning, because studies show that they were a much higher risk of spreading virus. So we basically started just with strings. And then was a while until we were able to have winds and breath, everything distance. and with mass, I mean, and the students and all of us, every time we celebrated some sort of return to normalcy, it was just fantastic. First time we played a full note, everyone sharing the stage in Elfers Hall with Nomads, like, oh my God, here we are. And again, grateful for the fact that we're able to go through it. It's still in a beautiful facility like Hotchkiss, and everyone, thankfully and gratefully, healthy. But now, just so grateful that we are able to do all of this together.
Well, once again, Saturday, April 30th, the Hotchkiss concert's finally resuming once again. And it's open to the public, folks, so we hope you once again get back into the habit of attending this. And Fabio, what's the rest of your school year look like?
Well, again, we have now some student performances. Everything's getting very busy and good busy, good normal. Then we are now very busy also planning. Finally, after 2 years, we are bringing students to Europe again to perform. We're bringing a large group of students to have both orchestra and solo concerts in Spain. Then we will have our summer portals welcoming students from all over the world. Of course, we still see things are not completely normal. We always have a lot of wonderful students come from Asia. It's still a little complicated for some of them to travel, so we'll not be able to welcome all our students back in portals, but we are going to be back at portals. The beautiful piano concerts will be happening the last 2 weeks of July, basically July 16th to the 31st. We're busy planning the next season, which hopefully will be very normal, lots of concerts. So I'm looking forward to coming in back and talking to you many, many times in the next few months and for the next season.
All right. Fabio, it's been great to speak to you, and great to have you back, and great to have the concerts back at Hotchkiss.
Likewise, Marshall. Great talking to you. I hope you're doing well, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Fabio Witkowski, once again, Hotchkiss Chair of Music. Once again, Saturday, April 30th, the concerts are back. They're free, and they're open to the public.